Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rick Swan.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
I'm Rocky Cesar Romero.
David Starr.
Support WrestleTalk.
You are watching WrestleTalk.
Congratulations, you got here. Now, subscribe.
And support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk, and please, subscribe now.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Because they talk about wrestling, and I like it.
Support WrestleTalk. Go subscribe.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is, and whoever Luke Owen is, quote the Ravens. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk. Rumble. Now and live.
WWE Survivor Series 2019 is in the books, and hey folks, it wasn't bad.
No.
It wasn't like last year when Raw just won every match and SmackDown 1-0, but really, they actually won one, but it was on the pre-show, but we don't count that because it was on the pre-show, but this year, don't worry, it all totally counts.
Yay.
I'm Ollie Davis, this is Chopper Pete Quinnell. Welcome to the highlights and lowlights video where we're just going to give a quick recap. We've literally just finished watching the pay-per-view finished 20 minutes ago. So we're just going to go through our three top bits and our three lowlights.
Mm.
The main thing, I think, the biggest news story was that NXT won overall.
Yes, because a lot of people, I think, as soon as NXT was announced for Survivor Series, and it's going to be Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT, a lot of people either said, well, NXT are definitely winning, or a lot of people said, there's no way NXT is winning. Because Vince doesn't like NXT, doesn't like NXT guys winning. It's very well known that he doesn't like that. But NXT just won, and they won convincingly. They won 4, whereas SmackDown got 2 and Raw got 1. That was a convincing victory for NXT.
Oh,
so
totally.
It's crazy to think that Vince signed off on all of this. So for once, props to Vince McMahon for having the sense to have NXT win because it is the right choice.
Yeah, definitely.
I really think so.
Because, I think a lot of people were anxious that SmackDown would win because they lost a clean sweep last year. Technically, asterisk, there was one that they didn't. And now it's moved to Fox as part of that big money deal. I think everyone thought, oh, WWE will try and cater to Fox, make them look, hey, no, this is a great brand.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's picking up all these totally realistic wins.
Yeah.
Well done. Good investment. But also Raw. Vince McMahon loves Raw. That's the A show. It always has been historically. That's his baby. And usually he goes in that direction. NXT, I personally thought, was just there to take all those losses.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get one win. And then it will lose everything else.
Yeah.
But to their credit, they won 4, like you said, and then like big matches as well.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So Raw only won the tag team 3-way,
mm-hmm.
which was Viking Raiders, who won for Raw, against Undisputed Era and The New Day. That was on the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
So no Raw wins came on the main card.
Yeah.
The inverse of last year's.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown won the tag team battle royal itself on the pre-show. Only added like a few hours before the show began.
Mm-hmm.
We theorized maybe it was only added because they looked at the scoreboard and were like, huh, SmackDown and Raw are going to draw last. And we want to make SmackDown look good now it's on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Let's create a match to put it on there.
Create a match and we can have SmackDown win. Yeah.
But they also won arguably the biggest one, which was the men's elimination match.
Yeah.
But hey, that came down to just Roman Reigns and one NXT guy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on to him in a bit. But NXT won the women's elimination match. That's
mm-hmm.
big. You know, Charlotte Flair's on Team Raw.
Yeah.
The mid-card title won. So the United States Intercontinental North American Championship match. The women's three-way, which is the main event of the show. Shayna Baszler tapped out Bayley in the Kirifuda Clutch and the Cruiserweight title match at the start, also on the pre-show.
Yeah.
So that's insane.
It's absolutely insane because, like you said, they're really important matches. And granted, some of the booking around it might not have been great, such as in the women's elimination match, which we'll come on to in a little bit. But the mid-card title match, Roderick Strong just beat AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. That's awesome. And Shayna Baszler just won in the main event. And that's the main event of the show. Your ending shot is NXT's won. Well, not the ending shot because Becky Lynch had to get heat back. But you get what I mean.
Yeah, like we always say WWE don't really treat the NXT stars well. But to their enormous credit, they have
they
done
did.
Here.
Yeah, it was great.
So the next highlight is part of that men's elimination match. NXT might not have won the match, but oh boy, did one of them win our hearts.
Oh, good God. Our boy, the man, bask in his glory, because good God, Keith Lee is my favorite person on the planet. He is just incredible. And it came down because he was the last person on Team NXT after Ciampa had been eliminated via Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns to eliminate Ciampa, which was another thumbs up because at least Ciampa looked really strong in defeat. And then you had Keith Lee, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. And Keith Lee went on a tear. And then they started to come back against him. And Seth Rollins was going for a stomp. Nope! Keith Lee eliminates Seth Rollins clean.
Yeah.
Just pins him straight up. And then he had such an amazing near fall on Roman Reigns as well with a spirit bomb. And Roman Reigns came back, hit a spear and a Superman punch, and he won. But Keith Lee looked like an absolute star, an absolute megastar coming out of this match. It was an incredible performance.
Yeah, and Roman Reigns endorsed him at the end. The thumbnail for this video is Roman Reigns sort of doing the fist bump with him. I think that means Keith Lee's in the Shield now?
Yeah, he's the third member. I mean, they've only ever had two people, right?
Yeah.
It was a tag team. Yeah, it was tag team.
That's what it was. But this is after Keith Lee kind of got all those big dive over the top rope spots to end brawls in the weeks before the pay-per-views build. And also, last night's NXT TakeOver War Games, and he said Chicago, was arguably a star-making performance for Keith Lee in the main event of NXT.
Yeah.
Because when he comes down to clear house in the War Games match main event, the whole crowd got behind him. And it was hopefully an eye-opener for WWE officials to go, you know what? This guy's got something.
Yeah.
They've had him for well over a year from last August, and they haven't done anything with him. It's only since moving to NXT, going weekly, and the sort of Wednesday Night Wars stuff where they've pushed him in that feud with Dijakovic. And now he's not only, we said it in our NXT review, not only was he has sort of arrived there, he had this the following night on the main roster. You've got to think he might get called up or poached.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, he had three nights in a row. He is going to be one of the big talking points on the show. He had an amazing feature bit on SmackDown in the Brawl. He had stare-offs with Braun Strowman to end the show. And even on NXT that week, he had a big thing with Drew McIntyre at the end of the show as well. And then on yesterday he had it at War Games, and then tonight on Survivor Series. So he's had all these things in loads of different places where it's like everyone should really pay attention to Keith Lee now. So I think Vince might look at him and just go, yeah, I got him.
Yeah. And the final highlight we'll go into is Adam Cole versus Pete Dunne for the NXT Championship.
What a great match.
Incredible match built around the fact that War Games did happen and people are hurting from it.
Mm.
It was all based around each guy's injury from the night before. Pete Dunne was selling the knee. Adam Cole was selling the core. And they just worked a terrific match. The crowd, for a Chicago crowd, were weirdly quiet for anything that wasn't an elimination match.
Yes.
So the men's and women's matches were pretty hot. But everything else, they were sitting on their hands for. But Cole and Dunn worked so well. The last 4 minutes of that match were electric, and the crowd were on their feet.
It was genuinely incredible, with an amazing finish as well. When it came into Pete Dunn going for the bitter end, which got countered into a Canadian destroyer. Somehow, just try and work out the physics in your head because it doesn't make sense. And then that was followed up with a last shot, and Adam Cole won. And again, right person won, and it was such an incredibly well built match. It didn't start in 11th gear and carry on. It just started at a good pace, and it just built and built and built and built until the last 4 or 5 minutes, and then you just got an epic ending. It was amazing. Such a great match.
Now, before we get on to the low lights, mm-hmm. because there were negatives with the show, there always are, unfortunately, with WWE's main roster pay-per-views. Let's get into your votes. I put up the what did you think of the show before we went live. Mm. We've had 1,700 votes so far.
Nice.
Great per view. Mm. 4 out of 5, 63%. Very decisive.
Yeah.
And thumbs in the middle is next up with 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a solidly 4 out of 5 show.
Yeah.
I think that's what me and you gave it.
Exactly,
first impression.
Like we said, there were ups and downs, but I'd say there's probably more ups than downs. And
right, Simon.
And the stuff that was, I mean, that's copyrighted. But I think the ups really outweighed the downs. And when they got it right, they really got it right on this show.
Well, let's quickly go through the downs or the lowlights, as we're calling them. And that's unfortunately the women's main event.
Yeah. So we all theorized when we saw that the women were going to be main eventing. Shayna Baszler, Bayley, and Becky Lynch. We assumed that that was because Ronda Rousey was going to be coming back because they seem to care a lot more about the women's division when Ronda Rousey's around. But that's not really what happened. And especially after you just had Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio, which was quite a quick, fast-paced match. Crowd are always going to be into Lesnar matches just from the style of his matches. To then come on to quite a slow-paced match. There wasn't really that much exciting happening. It was more of a TV match than anything else, really. And then Baszler won, which was, you know, a shocking result, some might call it. And it was, you know, a good finish. But then that was kind of it. Becky sort of got her heat back by beating up Baszler a bit afterwards. But then that was it. It wasn't really the big go-home angle that you really wanted to end one of your big shows on.
Yeah, and it wasn't a good match. The crowd were chanting boring. The crowd were chanting CM Punk. Mm. We were, you know, while we don't condone that sort of behavior, we were also bored.
Yeah.
it was quite visible. And it was a slow match. There were a few clumsy spots. It just didn't grab anyone, it seemed like. All the power to you if you did enjoy it a lot. And it was misjudged, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, there was nothing inherently wrong with it. It wasn't damaging or anything like that. It was just not what you want for the main event of Survivor Series, really.
Yeah. No Ronda Rousey return.
No
I think
Ronda Rousey.
If there was that, we're not saying it all hinged on that, but that would have made everyone forget about how plodding it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking with the women, the women's elimination match had a bizarre piece of booking where that before there were any eliminations, both Io Shirai and Candice LeRae were injured and they were escorted out. So NXT now only had 3 people against Raw and SmackDown's 5 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
So they're at a massive disadvantage. Okay, that's weird. And then NXT started working as heels despite having the disadvantage. Again, psychologically backwards. Can work, but this time it didn't. And then it goes down to the final two, which is Rhea Ripley and Sasha Banks. Io Shirai and Candice LeRae walk down, reveal they were never actually injured.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all a ruse so they could now beat Sasha Banks here and Rhea Ripley won.
Yeah. Like, in NXT won, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense on so many levels because you paint NXT as the heels and it was overtly heelish things. Like Bianca Belair did a pin with her feet on the ropes and Rhea Ripley helped her with it, which doesn't make sense in terms of face heel dynamics. And it also doesn't make sense from War Games or any of their character motivations.
Just gotta put that to one side.
And then Candice LeRae and Io Shirai working together, despite them really not liking each other, having a really intense blood feud and they really, really don't like each other. And then Candice working as a heel is just really inorganic. It just really didn't work without a reason for it. And then, yeah, for them to be injured, so they were eliminated from the match, but then they never really were eliminated from the match. I don't think it got announced, like, you know, on the ring announcer who announced every elimination. I don't think they ever announced that they were out of the match. And then they come down, and Rhea wins, and then, yay. So did they have 3 Soul Survivors, or just the one?
I don't know.
It was very, very strange.
Yeah, it didn't work. It worked from, yay, NXT won, Rhea looks great, but the actual story was nonsense.
Yeah.
And finally, Kofi Kingston was on the pre-show.
The tag match in and of itself being on the pre-show is not necessarily the worst thing. You have Undisputed Era on there. Granted, you probably want them on the main show, but you had the Viking Raiders and you had the New Day. Now, if it was the Revival in that position, could totally see that going on the pre-show. I could see it in WWE's eyes. But when you have the New Day, who are super duper popular, and you have Kofi Kingston, who not too long ago was the WWE champion, going down to winning the tag belts and then being on the pre-show and losing. It's just, it's quite depressing, honestly, for everything that happened this year with Kofi Mania to just be right back where we were.
It's almost like it was all for nothing.
Correct.
But overall, 4 out of 5 shows, some totally really fun stuff in it. Definitely go and watch the men's elimination match and the AJ Styles, no, not the AJ Styles, the Adam Cole Pete Dunne match. Those are definitely the two best ones to watch out of the
I'd
whole
I'd also say that AJ Nakamura strong match was also pretty fun.
And Brock Ray, actually. Brock Ray some was really good fun as well. Stuff in that as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, you all agreed it was a 4 out of 5 show. So,
yeah.
Well, hey, a good Survivor Series.
Good stuff, guys.
That is fantastic.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.